Market participants listened to the chair of the Federal Reserve yesterday and decided to sell off stocks today. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. It is a sharply down day on world stock markets, with the narrative centered on the chief guardian of U.S. interest rates, Janet Yellen, who testified to one House of Congress yesterday and will face the other today. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is on the line from Washington. Morning, Nancy.
Morning.
So first, what did Dr. Yellen have to say about interest rates?
Well, she didn't rule out an interest rate increase this year. The Fed still wants to normalize rates. As she always does, Yellen said interest rate decisions depend on how the economy is doing. Here's part of her testimony.
If the economy were to disappoint, a lower path of the federal funds rate would be appropriate, and we will adjust policy as appropriate to foster financial conditions consistent with their attainment over time.
And I understand Dr. Yellen even got some questions about negative interest rates.
She did. Of course, the central banks of Europe and Japan have already implemented negative rates. That is, they're charging banks to hold their money. Yellen said Fed officials considered negative rates, but decided against it because they were afraid of how money markets would react.
And what did Dr. Yellen have to say about the global economy and these markets?
Well, she said China's economy is slowing down. There's uncertainty about how much China will devalue its currency. U.S. stocks rallied at first yesterday, then they fell, maybe because investors realized they're still dealing with a wobbly global economy and falling oil prices.
All right, Nancy, thank you. Pope Francis begins a five-day visit to Mexico tomorrow from the southernmost state of Chiapas all the way to Juarez on the border with Texas. It is an expensive undertaking. Nova Safo has more on that.
The Pope's trips are heavily subsidized, starting with the first plane ride.
All the seats in the plane are sold to journalists at what you would call an elevated price.
That's Andreas Widmer. He's the author of a book about his time in the Swiss Guard, the Vatican's version of the Secret Service. Once in country, the Pope needs security. Mexico plans to deploy 10,000 police and soldiers, and the bill will be picked up by Mexico itself.
That is just a normal protocol for heads of states.
Mexico will get something out of this. For one, an influx of millions of visitors who will stay at hotels, eat at restaurants, buy souvenirs. But the country will get something even more important, says Earl Anthony Wayne, a public policy fellow at the Wilson Center and former U.S. ambassador to Mexico.
There'll be a lot of attention from the world on the different parts of Mexico that he visits, including the capital.
And that, says Wayne, can spur new tourists to visit because they'll get new messages, not just ones about cartel violence.
People will see there's a lot of economic vibrancy,
which can help Mexico long term. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
A while back, I was hiking in Glacier National Park in Montana, and there it was, an elk standing majestic, observing the landscape. Some other visitors saw this live animal in the wild and murmured words to the effect of, "Gee, look at that elk statue. It looks so real." Clearly, some of us need to get out more. I was in the park with my friend Conrad Anker, famous mountaineer, environmentalist. He's the one who found George Mallory's body on Everest. Conrad and his son Max, a photographer, are among those featured in an IMAX movie coming out tomorrow called National Parks Adventure, celebrating the parks on their 100th anniversary. And Conrad came in to talk about it. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, David.
Now, the footage that's in the film of the national parks is gorgeous. Even you, my friend, you look gorgeous. But help me out. If it works as intended, people will see this movie, then they'll go to the parks, and you don't want to wear them out. I mean, there's this tension.
It's a delicate balance, and we have 409 national park units. And so it's this question that I ask myself, is it the right thing to be promoting the parks here on the centennial of the park's creation, or should we just sort of keep it as America's best secret? I tend to see it as they're there for everyone to enjoy, and if we get people outdoors, they will find solace, they'll find happiness, rejuvenation, relaxation, and good quality family time in these public spaces.
It must be true that things like funding for the national park system becomes so much less abstract if you've actually gone to visit one.
It's difficult because the National Park Service doesn't have a huge marketing budget. They're going up against things like computer screens, amusement parks, all these things. And so when a family is deciding what are we going to do for our vacation, if they do go to the national parks, they take care of them by visiting them there. They support them with their entry fee. And then there also might be inclined to encourage their elected officials to keep funding them and to give them the due that they're worth.
You must have had some crazy moments in national parks, Conrad.
One of them was skiing out of Denali National Park after a long climb, and we saw some caribou there. To see those animals in their natural habitat, and they realized that there was no more peanut butter in those guys' backpacks, so we weren't a threat, and they went along their way. So it was one of those moments that you cherish for the rest of your life.
Conrad Anker, mountain climber and one of the stars of an IMAX documentary about the national parks on their 100th anniversary. The film National Parks Adventure opens this week. Conrad, thank you.
Thank you, David.
There are a bunch of get-in free days in the national parks this year, including a stretch from mid-April and in late August. Just saying. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.